All right, I reconvene the Board of County Complaints Committee in public session. It's 11:46 a.m. All the members of the Complaints Committee and staff that were here for the previous public session are still present. We'll move on to agenda item number 4 on the public session agenda, and I'll entertain motions on committee recommendations from our executive session.
Chair, this is Scott Wright. In matter of agency matter 2022-INQ-020, I make a motion to close the inquiry.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to close INQ 2022-INQ-020. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. The motion carries.
Chair, this is Scott Wright. In the matter of agency matter 2022-INQ-022, I make a motion to close that inquiry.
Mm-hmm. It's been moved and seconded to close agency matter INQ 2022-INQ-022. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Chair Scott Wright, in agency matter 2022-INQ-024, I make a motion to close that inquiry.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the we close agency matter 2022-INQ-024. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion carries.
The chair in Scott Wright, in agency matter 2022-INQ-025, I make a motion to close that inquiry.
It's been moved and seconded to close agency matter 2022-INQ-025. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries.
Chair Scott Wright, in agency matter 2022-INQ-026, I make a motion to close that inquiry.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to close agency matter 2022-INQ-026. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The motion carries. Any further? That's it?
No further motion.
Great. We'll move on to item 5, new business. I think now would be the appropriate time, Martin, if you wanted to give an update on the board's last public meeting.
Sure. So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, basically, the last board meeting was really an in-depth, extended, primarily a work session for the board to reset a number of areas of particularly licensing related policy with respect to, and this really was a very broad discussion that covered multiple arenas. I will focus mostly on the stuff that's directly relevant to the committee, but I think it also benefits you to kind of know overall kind of where the board's going. One of the pieces that the board authorized us to do as part of the rebuild of the board after all the turnover is that we would initiate the process to become one of the NASBA jurisdictions where all the initial applicants for examination would be processed on behalf of the board by NASBA. That does not mean the board loses control, but it does mean that the processing would move from the board office to NASBA and create an integrated experience for exam applicants to come to the to come straight to NASBA for everything from applying for the exam, are they authorized to sit for the exam under Oregon rules, getting their testing coupons, and all those pieces that are currently essentially separated into two different places would become a one-stop shopping event. There are other significant actions that the board has done, particularly particularly around authorizing laws and rules committee, which we will have to take back in December to do some additional pieces that I was not aware of that are required under constituting a laws and rules committee that we will need to take care of at the next board meeting. But I think what's really relevant for this committee is to know, while it is a broad reset that is really intended to do some significant streamlining in our rules to figure out where all have we become, you know, significantly out of step with other jurisdictions with respect to not just licensure, but also other regulatory matters, including the ones that this committee is struggling with. There's a lot of technical pieces that this committee is struggling with. Where we want to look at, you know, how do we regulate firms in this state? Are the particular things that we only do in Oregon that are not happening in other states? Is there a level of complexity around firm names and other pieces where we stand out and where we can, you know, ask questions of, can be at minimum clarified or if possible actually reduce the level of rule that's there? So I think I also mentioned, you know, your chair, Tanya Moffat, by name, because Tanya had given me a very kind agreement that she would, you know, essentially compile her, if you will, BOAC lists of favorites of things that the BOAC has seen and would, you know, prefer the Laws and Rules Committee to consider. We got an additional item from you, from all of you today. And so just know that that process is going to start getting underway. I don't think it will be short. There are lots of things that committee will be looking at, but it does mean that I think we finally have arrived at a kind of a time where the board is really eager to get going on figuring out what is it that we can do with respect to both the licensure process, but also the compliance pieces to become a little bit more aligned with where the rest of the country is at and eliminate some of the bumps and bruises in the licensing process. One of the ones that I do wanna mention, even though it's a little bit less directly in the line of this committee, but it is a big one, is that the board expressed significant interest in having the Laws and Rules Committee look at how we currently require, at the very last stage of the licensing process, which is really about documenting the experience of the applicants for licensure. There is only 10 states left in the country, in among the 55 jurisdictions, that require more than a written attestation from a CPA supervisor that the candidate that they've supervised has met the competencies. Oregon is one of those 10 states. Out of those 10 states, we're the only ones that require the applicant to write a detailed written write-up. And so we've essentially, the board expressed significant interest in, you know, whether we could align more closely with the rest of the country and become more reliant on the supervisor CPAs, essentially sign off that an applicant has met the competencies, rather than a separate evaluation of the write-ups themselves. So that's you know, a pretty significant set of issues that the board is starting to tackle. The other piece that will also require some action at some point down the road, but will start off legislatively at first, is that there is something that we that is coming from the society, but that we're working on together on with the society, which is on a language issue, which is that the society will advance a bill this session that would have Oregon join what really are most jurisdictions already. There's only 8 left right now that still require the full 150 hours to sit for the examination and allow folks to sit for the exam earlier. So that's going to come from the society. We're making sure that, you know, we coordinate on language so that there is that there is decent language that's gonna come out of there. But essentially there's 8 jurisdictions left. There's 3 jurisdictions, which includes us now based on what the society is advancing, that is looking at changing that. Washington is going through that same process right now, but their statutes are different, so they can do it by rule. So I fully expect that there will be, you know, there's a lot of motion on that piece in terms of changing the landscape of that. So that's, I'll probably stop there. There's a lot going on, but that's essentially kind of an overview of all the different pieces that the board's tackled. Is there any big one that I forgot, Angie, from your notes? Because I know there was a lot.
I'm sorry. I think just letting them understand the changes and stuff like that the board is looking at making is good.
Okay.
I guess from the complaints committee perspective, changing the outsourcing some of the licensure pieces to that, but that just initial licensure doesn't include renewals, like the renewal process. Okay.
It does not.
Okay. Okay, so those renewals would continue to trigger inquiries as they do today at the board staff level.
Yeah, and then quite frankly, similarly, just because they process it doesn't mean that process an exam-related application. You know, let's say, which is not often, but it can happen. Let's say you have an exam applicant where we find out that the exam applicant either has a criminal history issue that we would need to consider, or let's say lied about something on the exam application. We don't lose jurisdiction. They just do the processing in terms of does this comply with the rule. But if there is an issue, whether it's around rule interpretation or, you know, did they potentially lie on the application, it's still at the end of the day an application for examination through the Oregon board, and so we would still retain jurisdiction over all of those pieces. It's not a loss of authority by the board.
Yeah, that makes sense. Great. Well, thank you for the update there from the board level. Any other any committee members have any questions for the executive director on that front? All right, then we'll move on to item number 6, which is review of the reports from public sessions of the Board of Accounts and Complaints Committee and the board. Angie, we don't have any action required on those, I don't believe, or do we need to?
No.
Okay. All right, any discussion or questions on the public meeting summaries? All right, then the last order of business is announcements and adjournment. Our next meeting will be scheduled in January, is my understanding, for the BOAC. I don't know if we have a date yet. It looks like it just says TBD, so I assume that'll be coming at a later date from staff.
Yes, we are still in the process internally with our upstaffing to try to come up with a draft calendar, and we'll have to work with, quite frankly, you and Tom, you and Tanya a little bit offline in terms of what might make sense, but we're gonna obviously, our default starting point is gonna be something very close to what we did this year, just in terms of scheduling and timing and so on. But we do have we are a little bit behind in terms of where we normally are, because normally we would actually have a calendar already to come to this committee, right? But we may have to do a little bit of work offline so that we can get this ready for the December board meeting, because we do need to have a calendar go to the December board meeting. It doesn't mean that that calendar is set in stone. You know, we can always move committee meetings. It's really hard to move board meetings, but we're a little bit more behind this time around.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Thank you very much. Any other good business for the committee? Hearing none, I'll announce the meeting adjourned at 12:01 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for your participation today. Have a great day.
Great job, Adam.
Thanks.
Thank you all.
Adios, muchachos.